Hi friends, thanks for listening today. Amanda and I just did a short episode to kind of update you on what we're concentrating on lately, give you a few recommendations. She was picking up her little boy from preschool and I was getting ready to leave for a haircut. So we just kind of record our long-lasting, deep-rooted friendship conversations that we would normally talk about and then give you snippets of it. I wanted to mention something that we were talking about right before we started recording, and then I forgot to bring it back up in the podcast, which is Mother's Day is this weekend. I was inspired because a dear friend potted a geranium in a beautiful pot for my birthday last week, and it was like just completely dressing up my porch when I brought it home and put it on my front step. It was like just a bright pop of color. And so Amanda said that she was inspired by that gift and that that's what she was kind of planning on doing for some Mother's Day gifts for the moms and grandmas in her life. And I wanted to pass on that recommendation because it just does. It brightens your day and gives you something to, brighten up your yard or your porch or your walkway or something. And it's like a simple little thing that you do with your hands that actually is very rewarding and enjoyable and lasts longer than, you know, flowers from the store. So anyways, throwing that out there, I hope you guys enjoy this conversation of Amanda and I on the go. I can hear you. We're successful. Actually, you're clear as a bell.
Oh, good.
Nice.
I was a little worried.
Worry not. I'm a technical genius. That's a cover.
Speaking of a million kids and just needing to do things in the margins. So yes. Recording in the parking lot, waiting for him to hop out. So he has, just a few minutes and then he's going to head home. And then all chaos will break loose because everyone will want lunch. Exactly. At like 11:30. Like, I feel like I just cleaned the kitchen from breakfast.
We just recovered from breakfast. Okay. So last week was my birthday. And woo-hoo! I know it was a sweet, mellow day and weekend. And I got our friend that owns a flower shop opened after hours and let me go in, and I picked out a gorgeous yoga mat.
It was a VIP experience.
I know. And you got also like a cocktail book, and then we're going to be making, like, working on recipes, perfecting for Selah's and for our dinner experiences and hopefully supper clubs throughout the year. So,
yes. Yeah.
Man, it was all the things. Probably if I would have told my 20-year-old self about this birthday, I would have been like, lame, but it was the perfect day.
It was so beautiful, and I'm glad I got to be a part of it. It was fun.
Yeah, and then our friend Jessica's coming home from like a 3 or 4 week trip, and we're all going to get together and have like a little late get together, which will be super fun too.
Yes.
So speaking of food and perfecting recipes, you and I have been hard at work on the Selah menu, and we're so inspired by food right now. And it's like the one constant, steady, healing presence in our life that God is blessing us with when all else feels uninspired. So we are hoping to share that gift with other friends. What are your thoughts on that? Tell me a little bit of the background of like the spotlight food has had lately.
Well, lately I feel like I kind of in a writer's block stumped zone where everything that I want to do creatively in the vein of writing just won't come. And so that's been kind of like depressing a little bit. And then but also like, I guess trying to be open-handed about that season that I'm in, that I don't have words to wrap around it. There's a lot kind of rolling around in my mind and my heart, but it's not ready to like come out yet. And cooking, though, as I've been like paying attention, because, like creatively for me, like to write feels like the right thing, to feel like I'm in a creative zone. But I haven't stopped creating because it has been something that I have just kind of put all of my attention and energy into, and just experimenting and trying new recipes and getting books from the library and reading up different articles on how to cook things beautifully has been, I think, a way that like beauty is coming out of me, even though it's not in writing. And even like yesterday, I was out in the yard and just like attacking weeds and shoveling like dirt and rocks and trying to make the yard beautiful. And it's like I was just thinking, like, sometimes, yeah, like our creative vein that we think like this is how I create beauty in the world, in a way that like it gets impeded or it gets stuck, and we figure out new ways to move around whatever's blocking it, and other things come out. And to me, that's been encouraging, that it's like, oh, I'm still creating and I'm still pursuing beauty or putting myself in the way of beauty, but it's just been food, and food has been nourishing and healing and a way that creatively I feel like I'm.
Oh, it's so important. This is something I want to shout from the rooftops, especially to people in the Sela community who, well, I mean, we get asked all the time, like, that sounds amazing, but I'm not a creative. I'm not an artist. I'm not a writer. And I'm like, no, you're a human being. So you are actively participating in this process, either by being a receiver or being a maker, and like look outside of the normal things that you think of when you think of like a creative personality. Like you are nurturing, you are letting things flow out of you, you're curious. And that is like this beautiful, I think, holy exchange back and forth. And if, and I think part of the thing that has helped you and I tap into food more is like letting go of our, I don't know, insecurities around it. But also, we've had sick and sad people around us, and we've also been sick and sad. So, receiving and exchanging nourishment. And then, like, you and I keep trying to build on it. Like, what about if we put this flower with it? Or what about if we take, tuck them in with a blanket and then serve them this tea or whatever? And it just feels like, okay, this is art. This is something that we want to be more intentional with. Having said that, I think both you and I were forging for lots of good poetry and books and projects anyone wants to participate in for the Selahs. But in between time, we just want to like make some food and test out recipes and see who's around and wants to show up, at either one of our homes and get fed, because I think that feeds us as we do it. Yeah.
Because
It
we all
feels
need
really.
that. We need to be fed, and we need to be, seen, secure. And I feel like we were talking about this, like that's how God meets us too. Like, hey, he came and he put on flesh and he like listened to us and he asked questions and he made food and he ate food with us,
Yeah, that makes me feel like I can be a Christian. That's the
Yeah.
only thing I think that
If
makes
there's
me feel like
bread
a
and
Christian to
fish,
do
then
it.
I am down and white.
Yeah, much of it feels like way out of my natural zone. But that's like when I read the story of like, is it Elijah or Elisha that was like so down and God just gave him like a nap, some food, touched him. And I'm like, okay, I can try and be like Jesus. Like that sounds right. And it doesn't matter who you are or where you're coming from, what your story is, what we agree on. This is a universal language that I know is holy. So I want to receive it And I also want to give it. That's some good artistic work, Amanda.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know. I just quit hearing you all of a sudden. I was like, oh, there you
Oh.
go.
Well, I have an extra guest here on the show.
Oh,
I
let
just picked up
us.
Blythe.
Hi, Blythe.
You say hello. It's Auntie Lou. He's all shy now.
That's okay. We all feel that way. It's,
I know. I'm not,
do you?
what? She can't hear me.
Oh, I can hear you, bud. I
She can
love
hear
you.
you.
Do you have a poem within that vein? Hi, Blythe, to share with us. Do you have it ready?
I do.
Okay, let's
Let
hear
me
it.
grab it for you really quick. It is from Wendell Berry, of course. Of
Oh,
course it
Wendell,
is.
my boyfriend, you mean?
I know. I was like, well, we're
I see
basically
a
best
polar
friends, right?
bear.
Awesome, honey. Okay, I'm gonna read a poem really quick, okay? Can you sit down?
Please,
Good job.
please.
Amazing. Okay, he has preschool crafts to show me. Okay, so this is from Wendell Berry and it's called Our Real Work. And it's very short, but it's good.
Okay.
It may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And that when we no longer know which way to go, we have come to our real journey. The mind that is not baffled is not employed. The impeded stream is the one that sings.
Wow, that is so perfect. How does he
Isn't that
know? He
perfect?
just
I know,
knows.
he just knows.
That gives me hope. That gives me hope. Well, in that vein, like if you find yourself just wanting to commune, no matter what your deal is, where you're at in life, if you want to get together and you can't make it to a Sela retreat, but you want to be a part of us testing out recipes and serving you some food and probably having some music around, then just reach out. We're going to be doing more of that, mostly for our sake. I think that's something you and I want to learn better and just incorporate more into like our making. So we're going to be talking more about recipes. We both are trying. I'm trying to grow a few herbs to like throw on our dishes and in our drinks. So that's going to be
Yes.
exciting too.
Yeah. And just bringing people together and having good conversation and good food and music.
Yeah, it
That's
is
what we want to
all
do.
one thing, and it's so human, and it's not an artist thing. Like, and if you have nothing to give, I think it's so, like, I talked to someone who was just kind of grieving that they had been sick and weren't able to make lately. And I was like, A, like, God is outside of time, and the things that you made in the past are still echoing today and affecting people today. Like, there's not really a timeline on that. B, like, please be a receiver for a while. Like, please
Yeah.
let us make for you, because that's just as important. Because I'm always an insecure maker. But if I make something and someone will eat it or appreciate or sit with it in me, sit with me in it, I always feel so like less scared about it, unless I don't know, it just feels purposeful. So that's such an important part of the process.
Yes. Yeah. I love that.
All right. Well, I'm another year older and another year unwiser. I think this is going to be a good one, though.
I think
It
so too. You're still in your 30s, 30, flirty.
is. Yeah. That's how I feel exactly. Flirty and thriving.
it
Oh. Okay, tell me, give me one recommendation, something you have been taking in that is pumping life into you right now.
I think I've said this before, but playing music while you cook dinner, and I've been listening to some of Brandi Carlile's like live concerts that I just
So
love
good.
live recording. So Brandi Carlile, she's been helping me out. And yeah, I think that's it for right now.
Okay. You recommended, I was like, we were driving in a snowstorm with our last newsletter. I kind of came out of the mental health closet. So I've been really struggling this last year with panic attacks and stuff like that. And we were driving in a snowstorm and you and Wade put on Paul Zak, right?
Oh, yes.
And yeah. It really, some music has like a magic hold on me, but it really got me down off the mountain and helped me to breathe in and out until we were safe. And so that's been my soundtrack through, if I can't sleep, that like it has absolutely like given me life lately. Just his simple songs. I think he's just turned them into like songs, yes, into music, basically. And it's not ostentatious worship. It's just like music. Good.
Oh,
music.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Mellow and sweet and good. Yes.
Yeah.
And doesn't go on for like 10 minutes of a song. Like, come on. Nobody has time for that.
It's not a Hillsong power ballad. And
no.
I feel like we all need that
to
be on its way out of our lives.
Okay. This reminds me of something. Here's another recommendation, which you should check out. I've been listening to the Makers and Mystics podcast, which they haven't done anything for a long time, which I appreciate. People who just are like, I know I can relate. Sometimes I can get around to stuff. Sometimes I can't.
Yeah.
Anyway, they just came out with a round table. It's called Round Table, Part 1, 2, and 3 on mental health and the artist.
Okay.
And it's just this conversation between John Mark McMillan, the guy who hosts, his name's Steven something. Okay. And then Vesper is an illustrator artist. And it's like, they're all like creators in some way, but just talking about what art is and what it isn't. And I just really appreciated it. So.
Ooh. Okay. I'm going to listen. Did you see on The Habit today, the episode is Jonathan Rogers with Sandra McCracken?
Oh, I did see that. I'm going to save that for later. Yeah.
I know. I'm going to listen to that on my walk later.
Yeah.
Molly, our friend Molly, had sent us a really beautiful conversation on Out of the Ordinary podcast.
Yeah.
Maybe we can link to in our Instagram. I've just been loving like really real, mellow, non-fancy, stripped back, just friends connecting. I think that's what I need. That's what I'm looking for. So anything to do with that. I've also been listening to a lot of Billy Strings. Do you know him?
Mm-mm, no.
He's good.
Is he a musician, podcaster?
He's a musician. He's kind of like country, bluegrass, blues a little bit.
Nice.
I think he's pretty appropriate. And then I scared the hell out of myself and watched Midnight Mass.
As per my son's recommendation, don't take a 14-year-old's recommendation.
Well, I mean, it marked me. I'm still thinking about it. So I can't recommend it, but I can also say if you watch it, then we should talk because there's some things I like need to process.
It's horrifying, but yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say about it. But it also was kind of like a thing that I was like, wow, okay, there's a lot of allegories here and there's a lot here. And I'll be thinking about that for a while.
It's very well done.
Yeah.
Horrifying. Horrifying.
It's pretty scary. So, And then food-wise, we have just been, I've been trying to, no, we haven't been eating out a lot, and I've just been trying to make things out of everything in our fridge. So it's been a lot of like stir fry and salads and chopped up veggies and repurposing whatever we have. And I don't know, I kind of like that for the spring. And then towards the end of the week, I've just been putting like out a cookie sheet with any snack thing I can find for the kids, and I usually put it on the table outside.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll quarter up some sandwiches and pile them up there, and I'm just like, hey, I'm not interested in you eating outside or telling me if you don't like the food. Be free, eat what you want, eat what you don't, eat what you don't want. And that's pretty successful, and it's pretty nice for like a Thursday or Friday.
Right. That's what we do Sundays. It's like I just make a big kids board and then an adult board, like a charcuterie board. And it's like, don't tell me you're hungry because I laid it all out for you. And then we're going to bed. And go play outside while you eat this.
Cheese and olives and nuts out on that cookie sheet. Go find one. Yeah.
Yes.
Actually, my kids really like it. I think they like having a little like autonomy over just like coming and going. They just kind of like run around and keep coming back for food.
Yes.
So I kind of plan on doing that a lot this summer.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, I have a recommendation for local friends for eating out.
Let's hear it.
Local friends in La Grande, you have to go to the local. No, the Liberty. The local too. But the Liberty Cafe, because they make the best coffee in town.
Oh, and
I haven't had one thing off the menu that I did not like.
It's a gift. When literally it feels like a hometown gift. And they're probably about to slap me with a restraining order, but I am giving them a lot of money. Every time I go up to the counter, I'm like, you guys, it's so good. Everything is so good. It's made with love. Yeah. It's made so well. Everything.
Yes.
All the flavors are good. So yeah, shout out to the Liberty. They're doing
good things. Yes.
Yeah.
And feeding people. Like, I love it. That's where it is. Like, your creativity and your art is feeding people and nourishing people, taking care of people in the form of a Betty sandwich.
Well, and those almond or oat milk lattes. Like, I race there every time I wake up in the morning when I'm in Oregon. I'm like, I can't get in fast enough. You have to make me one. And then the guy that owns it, or one of the people that owns it, doesn't like have it on the menu, but he always has hop soda water on tap.
Yes.
And different flavors, different infusions.
And changes up the flavor to whatever he fancies. It's so good.
Oh, it's like having a little surprise LaCroix.
Yeah.
And
with a little bit of an earthy taste. It's so good.
Yeah.
So
my only complaint is that they don't do like big gulp sizes.
I know.
Because I always am like, can I order two lattes and one after the other?
I forgot it was Wednesday and Wade was like, do you want to go to the Liberty and get us a coffee? So I have an oat milk right now I'm sipping on from the Liberty, from Sean, made with love, cinnamon on top.
Yeah. Okay, guys. You are inspiring. You're doing really good work. You and me, I do want to find just an old space with a kitchen and just feed people. But until then, we're going to like give all of our money to people who are doing that.
I know. And we'll just keep doing what we can in our little starter home kitchens.
Yep. Exactly. All right. Yep. Well, let's plan it and we'll be in touch. We'll be sending out dates where the sale is coming up really soon. You and I just workshopped the menu and kind of refined it. And I am so excited. And then we're going to do a night, possibly Memorial Day, but we'll let you know for sure. That's just going to be us testing out a couple recipes. So
yes. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Excited. Friend, have a great day.
All right. Bye, Lou. Bye-bye. Thank you.